one last thing to worry about. Whenever you're ready, Patrick. What's that? Rudy down in Houston, Texas. So I stopped by and saw him last week. No, this has kind of been a tradition. Been doing this for years, so hopefully I'll get to do it some more.
Jerry, you had said you're going to call the plays this season.
What I said, I mean, obviously I'm very much involved with that, okay? I think between Rick and I and Napper, we have a process that we went through in Houston. I would say we go in the game, I'm calling the game, but I have a lot of confidence in those two guys, so our preparation will always be together. But, yes, I'll very much be involved in calling the game.
So how much range will you give Peyton to audible in and out?
A great deal. You know, I mean, first off, he's been the best in the business at doing it for many, many years. This past off season was really about us coming together, getting on the same page as far as the things that we want to do offensively, and we're carrying obviously a lot of things that he's done throughout the course of his career, and that is the big strength that he's, you know, handled. So there's going to still be much of that involved. That won't change, and I think we just kind of added to the playbook, and obviously we got him under center a little bit more than he's been in the past. So we'll put it all together, but we'll do what we do best, and obviously he's done that well for a long time.
Gary, over here to your right. John just spent 10 minutes talking about the offense. Can you talk about the defense and what do you expect out of a Wade Phillips coach defense this year, and, you know, the whole kicking and screaming? Isn't that primarily a defensive thing, man? You want guys competing?
Hopefully we're kicking and screaming in all three phases. But, no, I'm really excited about our defense. I think we've got some great depth on that side of the ball. When you look at the linebacker position, you look at the secondary, obviously the defensive line, there's a few concerns, you know, as we move into training camp right now. But I'm very concerned. I'm very excited about the position, and I know that Wade will put these guys in. He's really very simple. He's going to do what they do best. When you got a chance to have the edge players that we will have in Vaughn and DeMarcus, and then you go and add Shane to that mix, you know, we ought to be able to make people get rid of the ball very quickly. So I like the group, and I think it had some success, and I think that Wade will add to that, and I think we're going to be very well coached and play extremely hard, and we know the ability is there.
Hey, Gary.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, your system, how Peyton's going to adjust to that. There's also a lot of personnel changes on offense that, you know, as we dive in here with, you know, the new linemen and a new starting tight end, et cetera. From a chemistry standpoint, how long do you expect that to take, you know, before they sort of mesh?
Well, I think that chemistry started, you know, back in May or April or May, whenever we get our off-season work started and go through our OTA. So we have a head start from that standpoint. Obviously, the most important chemistry is fixing to come through training camp as you get ready for the season. But we are going to be very young up front. There's nothing wrong with that. And if we can get it right and get it coached up right and get them headed in the right direction, to me, that gives you a chance to be very good for a long, long time. But we are going to have some youth up front. We know that. The tight end position has been rebuilt a little bit, but it's been rebuilt with some experience with Owen, you know, kind of heading up the group. And then obviously Virgil's there. And so we've got, you know, a little bit different concepts going on right there. The wide receiver position is pretty much the same. We got to get Cody going in the mix and get him much involved this year. Our running back position is very young. So, yeah, there's some chemistry to develop there with Peyton, and we have been in that process. But anytime you're young at positions, if you can make it work, then you feel really good about, you know, the future and years to come. So it's our job to go make that work and put it all together.
Gary, Chris Clark played left tackle on the Super Bowl team for the Broncos a couple years ago. Is there any chance he slides over to the left side, or do you like him at right tackle?
He will stay at right now, but I think there's going to be times in practice where he'll have to move over. You know, there's going to be various things going on with he and Ryan and Ty, you know, and I think the key, Michael also, when he went on the right side throughout the offseason, I think he performed better over there. I think he's more comfortable over there. So for us to get those reps, everybody's got to move around. So I think for the first couple of weeks here, we'll probably be pretty aggressive in our movement with people and taking a look at guys at various spots before we start to settle down. But I think he's going to have to do both.
Gary, you mentioned having some concerns on the D-line. What do you guys lose not having Derek Wolfe for 4 weeks, and what went into the decision to allow Antonio Smith to come back for camp now?
Well, first off with Derek, I mean, we're going to go operate like Derek is going to be available in game one. I mean, he's got to have a good camp. You know, we're not going to all of a sudden start a process where we're getting him ready to play week five. He has to be ready to play week one like everybody else. He's got to have a great camp. He's got to do his job with this football team. But at that time, you know, we know we're going to have to approach it like an injury, you know, basically. And somebody's going to have to step in. There's going to be opportunity for other players. That's why Vance is here. So Vance has had a good offseason. He's going to need to step in. Kenny's had a really good offseason. So, you know, it just other players will have to step in. I think we're very well coached at that position, and I think Bill will do a great job with those guys. As far as Antonio, you know, the bottom line is through discussions, you know, I've been in contact with Antonio for a couple of months. I think that's about how long it's been. You know, John and Joe and I have discussed things numerous times. But the bottom line, getting together with the league, you know, talking to the league, and through all those discussions, you know, we feel it's appropriate for him to be here and compete with his teammates. So he's all business. He actually came in yesterday, and he's ready to go. He can help this football team, and we've got to catch him up in those areas and get him ready to go.
Along the lines of the defensive line, did you see a lot of progress in Kenny and Vance throughout OTAs?
Did I see? I'm sorry.
Did you see progress in Kenny?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. With Kenny, Kenny was probably one of the standout players throughout our offseason, in our workouts, our OTAs, in our program. I think Kenny's challenge as a player is size. You know, can he hold up physically with his size and what you're asking him to do in a 3-4 look? But he's put some weight on, and hopefully we can hang on to that. But the effort's there, the abilities there. Vance had a really good off season. The thing about Vance, he gives us some flexibility. He's going to play some nose also. He's going to play the end position. So that was a key acquisition. But, you know, like, you know, it's different because you go into camp with the challenge already in place. You know, so we know somebody's got to replace Derek week one. So, you know, like I said, it's like having an injury. Somebody's got to step up. It's an opportunity for somebody on this football team, and maybe we don't know who that is right now. We'll find out along the way, but that's why we're here, to go to work and, you know, fill those voids or fill those holes.
Gary, two-part question here. Where do you go at linebacker at the beginning of camp regarding the injuries to Trevathan and Marshall? And Demarius said at his presser that he wants to set the single season yardage record, and I wondered what your thoughts were about that.
Well, you know, we have some interesting things going on. I think we have five players that we're going to kind of put on a different program. Antonio, Demarius, we have to find out where both of those guys are physically right now. So you're going to see a little bit different process with them than the other players as we hit the field tomorrow. The two inside linebackers, Brandon and Danny. Danny, they got some work in this week with the young guys and the veterans that did report early. They look good. We are not going to turn them loose tomorrow and say, you're fine. We've got a program in place through Luke and Greek, and how many reps are going to take, how far they will go into the practice before we shut them down. And there's actually one more player, Virgil. We're going to handle Virgil a little bit like that, too, because he's coming off some issues throughout the offseason program. But we feel very good about Brandon and Danny, where they're at. And but we've got to be smart in our approach, you know. So I think the other part of the question is about DT and his expectations. Boy, as a coach, you love that. I mean, he's a great player. You know, you have to remember, and I haven't been around him, so it's I can't wait to get to work with him. I know we have ground to make up mentally. That's a concern. We've got to make up that. But physically, we'll find out where he's at, and looking forward to him doing great things. He's just had some issues, had some hamstring issues, had some various soft tissue stuff going on throughout OTAs, and we didn't work him all the time, and we had him stay here throughout the course of the summer. He's ready to go, but once again, it's somebody we don't want to throw out there for 2.5 hours tomorrow. We don't want to do that.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. I have a question about Monte Ball. In the past few months, what have you learned about his mental makeup and, you know, coming back and all that?
I think Monte wants to be a starter. You know, that's why I've been so impressed with him. You know, I've said a lot of great things about CJ since I've got here. I think he's done a great job. I think he's got a bright future. He's earned the opportunity to be our starter as we go into camp. But I think I watched the guy in Monte work and approach his off season like I feel the same way about myself. So one thing, you never know. I mean, there's going to be plenty of reps to go around. And, you're always one play away. And, I'm fixing to meet with these players this evening, and that's something we're going to talk about. I think any player, when they're given an opportunity, if they go out there and light it up and play at a level, they're not coming out. So I think Monte's working for that opportunity, everything I saw this offseason. A few more for
the coach. Gary, you've had a few months now working with Peyton. Can you draw any parallels to working with Peyton at this stage of his career and what you did with John during the twilight of his playing career?
Oh, I don't know. I think as coaches, I can remember some of the conversations we're having now or some of the same conversations we had as coaches going into John's last year or two, how we were going to approach his work, how we were going to go about things. Peyton's part of a conversation every day, as far as reps and throws and, those type of things. So it will be monitored. I think he responded really well in the off-season program to not working every day. I thought his arm looked really good. I thought physically he looked really good. And I want to stay that course. I know he's going to be beating my door down to be out there every day, but I think it'll be good for him. It'll be good for the team. And Brock needs to be able to go out there every third or fourth day and prove to the guys he can run the football team also. So, we got a plan in place and, we'll stick to that plan, but I know he's ready to go.
What can you say about what your message is going to be to the team this evening when you meet with them?
Well, Jeff, I think the bar has been set. Mr. Bolin, has had a standard around here for many years. And fortunately, I've been a part of that standard, before. Now I get a chance to be a part of it again. We're here to win a championship. That's our goal as a football team. But I've got to keep the players focused on the things you have to do to put yourself in position to do that. So those are the things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about our work habits. We're going to talk about being as good as we can be in all three phases. There's a lot of new going on. So we have to go master our core offense, defense, special teams, those type of things. We got to put ourselves in position to be a playoff team. And you got no chance of winning one if you don't do that. But the bottom line is once you get to that last month, you got to be playing better than everybody else. And, there's been 16 win teams that don't win championships. There's been 9 win teams that win Super Bowls in this league. So it's all about getting there and it's all about how you play when you get there. But the first step is training camp and I can't wait to wake up tomorrow morning and get to work.
Last one, Gil. Hi, Gary. Welcome back. You're kind of in a unique position to maybe mentor Brock Osweiler for sitting and being prepared every week. Who knows if you go to Washington and have to and Peyton gets food poisoning and someone might have to play. Have you talked to him or do you plan on just keeping his morale in a situation and keeping him prepared to play each and every week?
Yeah, I think obviously working with quarterbacks my whole career as a coach and doing it for a while, I have a feeling what it's like to be that guy. So there are a lot of things I can relate to him, but, I've been very impressed with him. He's work is not a problem. He loves to play, and he wants to lead. So that's all you can ask of a player. And we gave him ample opportunities in the off season, when we did rest Peyton and stuff to take more control of the football team, be put more in that situation. So I think he's grown from that standpoint, but now it's time to grow even more. I'm always here for him, but I can promise you he's very well coached. Napper does a great job. Rico does a great job and he gets to sit there every day and learn from the best, from Hall of Fame players. So he can't ask for more. He's come up a little bit different than some of the young quarterbacks are coming up nowadays. He's getting a chance to grow the right way and he needs to take advantage of that. So, I think everything's in place. Just need to keep pushing. Okay, thank you very much.